Go, Fatty, go.
Yeah.
Run, Fatty, run.
Run, Fatty, run.
Funny, interesting fact about Forrest Gump. You better tell them who was in Forrest
Gump. Oh, yeah. Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump.
So if you love Big Fatty,
and he actually talked about this on one of his shows a couple shows ago. He was on the bridge running behind Forrest as one of the reporters. So
why are you running, Forrest?
So it was cool. Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump.
That man is a celebrity.
He is. And he's the international internet celebrity, Big Fatty.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
Run, Fatty, run!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One! Well, on this day, there's another one, evidently. That's not acceptable! And this is episode 493 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of December, 2009. And y'all, Big Fatty, I guess, is going to have to share a little bit of the spotlight. No! Dear Gussie, ho, 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 everyone. It is Big Fatty, and I hope your Crema Eve is going well, y'all. We are hearing a song called Fat Man Coming that Omar likes to play when, and by Omar, I mean a former podcaster who lives up in the Chicago's, and it's kind of a rapping crema. And y'all, just for Kimber, I did not announce what I was eating. Sorry, sissy, but you know, you don't want to have an angry beaver. But you probably do. But anyway, y'all, the fat man is a-coming, and it's the one day of the year that Big Fatty has to kind of share the spotlight, and you know, sometimes I'm not real sure, what I think about that, but, you know, I suppose if you're going to get a crema present, you better be willing to share the spotlight a little bit. Good Lord, the spotlight is so enormous. Anyway, we know that there's plenty of light if you just step out of it a little bit. Now, y'all, I have got a couple of e-letters that I want to bring to everyone's attention. And y'all, the first one is from Steve in the Uck. And y'all, this is always a big hit for Big Fatty. NORAD, and I know that sounds like some sort of testicular disease. Oh, have you got the NORAD? Well, there's a medicated salve for that. And anyway, but NORAD tracked Santa Claus on Crema Eve, and anyway, if you would like to follow that, Big Fatty, quit writing and talk to us, okay, if you would like to track Santa, you can go over to noradsanta.org, NORADSANTA.ORG, and you can track Santa's, progress. You can track Santa's progress during the evening tonight. And y'all, Stephen the Uck says, let's hope that they are going to miss those incoming missiles headed in from Russia. Oh, wait, Sarah Palin can call them in. Okay. I can see Russia from my house. And anyway, but y'all, the other thing that I want to mentioned to you is the is another quick recipe, because I don't have much time before we get to today's holiday crema spectacular. And y'all, the patron saint of the BFO has sent this to me, and it is the Jose Cuervo crema cookies. You need a cup of water, a teaspoon of baking salt, excuse me, baking soda, a cup of sugar, a teaspoon of salt, a cup of brown sugar, four large eggs, one cup of nuts, two cups of dried fruit, and a bottle of Jose Cuervo tequila. Sample the Cuervo to check quality. Take a large bowl, check the Cuervo again to make sure it is of the highest quality, pour one level cup and drink. Turn on the electric mixer, beat one cup of butter in a large fluffy bowl, add one teaspoon of sugar, beat again. At this point, it's best to make sure the Cuervo is still okay. Try another cup just in case. Turn off the mixerer thingy. Break two eggs and add to the bowl and chuck in the cup of dried fruit. Pick the friggin' fruit off the floor. Mix on the turner. If the dried fruit gets stuck in the beaters, just pry it loose with a Drew Scriver. Sample the Cuervo to check toxicity. Next, sift two cups of salt or something. Who gives a sheet? Check the Jose Cuervo. Now, shift the lemon juice and strain your nuts. Add one table. Add a spoon of sugar or some fink. Whatever you can find, grease the oven, turn the cake tin 360 degrees and try not to fall over. Don't forget to beat off the turner. Finally, throw the bowl through the window, finish the Jose Cuervo, and make sure to put the stove in the dishwasher. Crema Mary. Cherry Mistmas. Brad Pretty, that is a good one. Thank you so much for sharing that one. But y'all, I'm not going to be adding that one to the BFO because y'all, quite frankly, you should not be drinking the Cuervo on Crema Eve. You should be having the eggnog. And Big Fatty has a glass of eggnog every Crema Eve just to make sure that he remembers that he does not like eggnog. So y'all, enjoy today's Crema Spectacular.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Feeds.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and his desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Honey Bunny Lambsy Pie, I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday!
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk, like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the southern hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door's open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God. Shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles. So what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday!
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday!
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday!
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday!
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May, then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You've spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting.
Radish Rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
"Happy birthday"
comes out of his mouth.
You look like you're about to broadcast something.
An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy for something like that?
Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio. all kinds of things. Talking about, doing a lot of walking. It was just, like, I don't know why, I just, walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is, like, a major gay guy who just, you know, is, like, podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So, I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless dribble. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes unless I'm... I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it.
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that Plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, he left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the Plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things Plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of Plaid. Oh, he still likes to say,
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess." Is this music too loud?
Yes, the music is always too loud.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity, cough, cough, coughity, cough, cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old Plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I hope that you all enjoyed Archer the Snowflake. And y'all, it was like pulling teeth to get him to say happy birthday. Oh, dear Gussie, because, you know, that's how he do. That is just how he do. Now, y'all, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Crema Eve and Crema Day. And I guess that you're probably saying, "Break Friday, I guess we will talk to you on Monday the 28th. And I'll have to say, no, this is not right. Because y'all, Big Fatty has a very special Crema present for each of you. And you'll get it in your mailbox tomorrow morning. That's right, it's the 2009 Crema Spectacular.
Run, Fatty, run.
Oh, dear Gussie, I've got the runs.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.